This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 o'clock hour here on DFW Sports Station. It's Sean and RJ, as the announcer man said, along with our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back live on the FanCam, Twitch, and YouTube for the Hump Day Edition.
Hey! Hump Day.
We have the Wednesday Wheel Spin, brand new segment coming up at 8:20. Back to the Cowboys in the NFL in below the belt. And are you excited for the Stanley Cup playoffs to begin tonight with game one? But ESPN, trying to continue to hype up their NBA draft coverage, has come out with a list of potential trade offers to try to steal Cooper Flagg from us. Why are you rubbing your hands together?
I like any sort of, I just like being in, I like being in the mess. Mm. That's all. I like having the first pick. I like knowing, could we get the best player? What could we do with this? Could we swap it for something? I love being around this sort of thing. It makes the Mavericks more interesting to talk about than they were 2 months ago.
Offer number one from ESPN Insiders.
No.
The Spurs move up. So the Spurs get the number one pick to pair Cooper Flagg with Wemby and De'Aaron Fox. We'll see whatever happens with the Giannis possibilities. Here's what the Mavericks would get back. They would get back the Spurs number two pick in this draft. They would also get number 14 in this draft. They would get the 2027 Hawks first rounder and then a pick swap in 2030.
Is that a swap they've already done? So it would just revert back to them,
yeah,
I think?
Yeah, it's the return of a swap they did.
So 2-14 in this draft, and then 2 years from now, Atlanta Hawks first rounder.
I think it's a wonderful idea to try to make your biggest rival a dynasty. I think that's really, that's next level thinking by Nico. This is a move that he would make.
This cost to me doesn't sound like enough. Now, it's different for different drafts, okay? So they went back and looked at what the cost should be in moving up. In 2017, the Sixers needed to send only a single future first to Boston to jump from 3-1. But Danny Ainge took that deal because it was Markelle Fultz. He did not value Markelle Fultz. He ended up being right. As favorably as everyone views Flag. I also think of Carmelo Anthony in this instance. If at number two you have that draft where Carmelo's the number two pick and you feel as great about him as you do, maybe you think about it more. We do not have that when it comes to Harper and whoever else.
Ace is the other one. Edgecombe. I mean, they've got some good guys. I think a lot of people like Dylan Harper, but he's not. I don't think he's going to be Carmelo Anthony. Obviously, anything's possible. Nobody knew that half the guys that are in the top turn out to be what they are. But Cooper Flagg is pretty much thought of as like a sure thing. And to walk away from that and especially send it to your number one rival.
I wouldn't do the trade, but I'll make the argument for the trade really quickly. I think it's a three-player draft they talk about. You're not falling out of the top three. You do pick up another first-round pick this year, so you get two players immediately to contribute to this rotation. They're not particularly deep right now, Dallas isn't, and you've now added future capital to be able to flesh that out a little bit. Cooper Flagg's really good. Cooper Flagg's supposed to be a sure thing. Cooper Flagg's not going to be LeBron, like, changing overnight, though. And so if you can build out the depth, you've got a better shot into the future.
In 93, the Warriors sent three future firsts to Orlando in the Penny Chris Webber deal. And ESPN says, that sounds about right here, with Flagg filling in for Webber, the mega prospect coming out of college, and Dylan Harper filling in for Penny, the big dynamic guard. So there you go. That's all for number one. Anything else to add from that?
No. I think that there's a case to be made for it, but overall, you would just keep it.
Offer number two, you get some win now help.
Oh, boy.
The Mavericks get Donovan Mitchell, who I still think is underrated, a 2031 first-round pick from the Lakers, a 2028 first-round swap, and a 2030 first-round swap. So Donovan Mitchell and three first-round swaps.
And now they're giving up P.J. Washington, Daniel Gafford, and Caleb Martin in this trade.
Along with number one.
Yeah, hell no.
Yeah, and also, those picks they'd be getting are all from the Lakers.
It's one of the picks you should have gotten in the trade initially.
Assuming Luka is still there, those picks are going to be later in the draft anyway. So I'm out on this one.
Yep.
I'm out on all of them.
Yep.
But I'm out on this one. Like, you're getting Donovan Mitchell. Like, that's good. He's a good player. You give up a lot of your depth. A lot of your depth, man.
Their argument is, for the Mavericks, Mitchell is a better fit than Giannis, who would crowd a front court limited on shooting. Mitchell could start next season at point guard in place of Kyrie, then slide to the two when Kyrie returns. And they also come out of this with the Lakers draft assets that they failed to collect in the Doncic deal.
Yeah, Giannis. Bleh. No, gross Giannis. Give me Donovan Mitchell. That's what I want instead of Giannis. Is Donovan Mitchell. Absolutely not. No to this a million times over.
Offer number three. Devin Booker. The hated one. You get Devin Booker, a first rounder this year at number 29, a 2028 first rounder, a 2029 first round pick swap. These pick swaps make everything a pain in the ass. But Devin Booker, a first, and then down the road.
And yeah, and then you give up, obviously, I'm going to pick Clay, PJ, Najee.
Clay, PJ, and Najee, and Caleb Martin.
And Caleb Martin.
No. Yeah, the only one you can kind of justify is the Spurs trade. You can at least wrap your head around that one a little bit. These other two are, and I get you got to make money work in a lot of
that's
these.
That's a lot of.
And so that's where these moving parts come from. But no, like this is, Booker is not a guy, again, who you're talking about, like, especially if you're just saying, oh, we're going defense wins championships. Booker's not helping you.
Yeah, look, I mean, this is a futile exercise. Do not trade the pick. If they do, you want to talk about an uprising. Like, you're going to have one. And it's at this point, it's like, just stop. I know they got content. They got clicks they got to have. But they're not good. These are all bad decisions. They would all be bad decisions. And you're either going to do one of two things if you trade Cooper Flagg. Or the pick, I should say. You're either going to shrink your window. Right?
I think, go ahead.
Yes, you're either going to shrink your window and purposely do that by getting a veteran, or you're going to trade him for picks and more unknowns than he is.
I think any possibility that and fear you have of Nico screwing this up, I believe, I'm not reporting, I don't know. I think what happened around the AAC scared the living crap out of Patrick Dumont and his mother-in-law. When they saw the...
This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today or visit MintzTeaClinic.com. That's MintzTeaClinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever figure Tim McMahon reported in potential losses and what a graveyard it turned into after the Luka deal, you've got that back. You've got that back. Now it would have been perfect for myself, Bobby, and Reetma when we couldn't find a Stars pregame spot the other day. I would have loved to walk into an empty restaurant, but that disappearance, that buzz, the merchandise, people calling the ticket office, you dodged a bullet. Now, you may have been nicked by the bullet. There's still some damage, even if Cooper Flagg is fantastic. There will be people who never get over 77 being gone. Never. But that financial terror, you got a gift, at least until Cooper Flagg. If he ends up not being good, you still got a couple years of all that revenue. And now, I think that will be the factor of them saying, we're not listening to any offers.
Yeah, they need star power. Like they need a name. They need a draw.
Well, they got two big stars.
No, I know, but they need a fresh, new, like, draw. And so, I don't know. If I said, does your answer for any of these trades change if, and this is obviously hypothetical, you wouldn't be able to know this. But if I tell you with certainty, you don't know what these draft picks are going to turn into. You know what Booker is. You know what Donovan Mitchell is. But if I tell you with certainty, Cooper Flagg is going to be, as a player, prime Gerald Wallace. Which Gerald Wallace was like one of the defensive player of the year contenders. Gerald Wallace was about 18, 19 points a game. Gerald Wallace was 9 to 10 rebounds. He could pass a little bit. He was a couple steals, a block and a half per game. Like a really good all-around player. But if I tell you Flagg is ultimately, that's what he lives up to, is he becomes Gerald Wallace, who was an all-star. Does that then change your answer about any of these trades? That, like, I'd rather gamble on what this unknown is if he turns into that.
Yes. Gerald Wallace would be a big disappointment.
Yeah, you know, that's not the number one pick. You know, the problem is like, you know, again, like, you know, you're either going to shrink your window on purpose or you're going to make San Antonio a dynasty by taking the picks. Like, you really want to have that? That's what you want? You
got these other teams as well. Bobby Marks weighed in, friend of the station. The Donovan Mitchell and Booker trades make the most sense that the Mavericks were operating on a 2 to 3 year timeline that Nico described after trading for AD. But that same timeline expanded to an extra 8 years when they won the draft lottery. Trading out of the first pick is certainly a risk considering Flagg's upside and his fit alongside Davis, but the Mavs moving back one slot to number two to draft Harper and picking up three additional draft assets is hard to pass. Remember, the Celtics traded the number one pick to Philly in 2017, and they would go on to select six-time All-Star Jason Tatum two slots later. More importantly, the two unprotected firsts from Atlanta and the Lakers put the Mavericks in the front of the line of a player such as Giannis or KD becomes available. So there you go. Bobby Marks weighing in. What are the Tolos saying? Are they all rejecting these offers, Peyton?
No, some of them are giving their own opinions here in options. 972 says Giannis is a guaranteed top five player. Not. There's no draft pick, not even worth that, not even flag. 469 says if everyone loves Luka, just trade the pick back to LA for him. And 469 says I'll never forgive the Mavs until 77 is home.
Yeah, well, the Lakers aren't going to trade him back. Yeah.
You know, the other thing is, like, yes, Anthony Davis and Kyrie are they're superstars. They are, right? I also don't know, there's also levels of superstars. Like, I would absolutely buy a ticket to go watch Luka play. I would absolutely go buy a ticket to go watch Giannis play. Like, if I was going to go buy a ticket to watch Anthony Davis and Kyrie, I would just go buy a ticket because I want to see the Mavs. But to me, they're superstars, but they're not guys that like I'm going to get off my couch that I have to go see them tonight. They're in town.
Well, Kyrie is. Anthony Davis is not. Well, Kyrie is an all-time highlight.
He is an all-time highlight, but it's something to do with his size. Just it's not. They're superstars and they're superstars. Like if he was coming to town, it doesn't move me to go to the game.
You're also used to it now.
Yeah, maybe you've seen him. That's what it is. But it would move me to go to the game if Luka's coming or Giannis.
By the way, there are Giannis rumors flying, right? Giannis to the Raptors. There's some tie-ins with the GM who supposedly helped him attain citizenship. We heard that Giannis wants to stay in the Eastern Conference. And then Vegas has the Raptors as the favorites at 2-1. Then San Antonio, Memphis, Houston, the Mavericks at 10-1, Cavaliers, Boston, Pelicans.
You know, yesterday, Sean, started leaking out. Price of Kevin Durant's going down. We can build this whole thing up.
Oh,
The Buzz of the Suns are looking to, they'll take less for him now. Probably still not anything the Mavs could pay for, but let's work it down. Maybe we could get Flag 80, everybody here together.
One of the brand new segments that we have every single hump day, is the Random Wednesday Wheel Spin. Let's see where it lands on the fan cam.
Let's get sports match again. I want sports match. We're going to get Deer Choppy.
Oh.
Look at that. Deer Choppy. Okay, so we haven't done this segment yet. This is one of the ones that we stacked up, but we've gotten questions from listeners, and Choppy is going to give you advice through the lens of his toxic masculinity.
There we go.
Like a Dear Abby segment here.
Get in the questions on the Frank LaFranco Injury Attorney text line from the mouth and mind of Ralph James Choppy. Dear Choppy! With the Wednesday Wheel Spin next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.